We're holding by seemingly cuff Sadik Bays, the singing of Tverli Nase, proposing to one's wife. Now, the order of Shulchan Aruch is first, the Seder Chaim is first proposing, that's our simon. Next simon is Dan Pasulim, and the simon afterwards is Bez Hashem Yeledes. That seems to be the order. The idea of Tverli Nase, the Makor, is a sugya of Samach Vav. Says Rava, when you Tverli Nase, the locha is you need Zayin Akim. The Gemara brings down a story. Then the Gemara ends off with the Rava, Leishna Gedela, Leishna Ketana, there's no difference. Says the Gemara, why? The Sfar is Mitzad Dam Chimud. Therefore, Gedela has Chimud, Ketana also has Chimud. We worry that Mitzad Chimud shall see Dam over here. First thing that be Makdim is, let's say the Isha does see Dam. You know 100% there's Dam there. Is this a Dam, a Din Deraisa? Is like a regular period that came out? Or does it have a different Gedra over here? So, Betzim, there's a Gemara, and that Chof and Beis, and Nida. The Gemara sounds like it's calling Dam Chibud Torah. It's Torah. The Rashba over there gets involved with why that's so, and he wants to say the snapshot. And the Vada, the desire to have Tashmish, that's Nichol, that her Dam will come out from a period of blood. It's a Din Deraisa Mamish. And therefore, the Taisi Rosh calls this way, the Shuras Yaakov. Those who want to know if you see Dam Chibud, a Vada's Deraisa. Atzada Sheni, the Ozeruah, and Simon Shimim Aleph. He says no, the Gemara sounds like a story, and therefore it's Mamish Din Derabanan over here. At Sada Shlishi, they ran over there. You want to say Be'etzem, the Gemara says Tahira, Kedam Chibud is no problem. Except we're being Chayishish, maybe mixed inside the Dam Chibud was Dam of Nida, and therefore we are Chashash, we have a Deraisim inside the Nida that got mixed inside the Dam Chibud. Then it comes out first, if we Mamish the Dam, we have three sheetahs over here, one Deraisa, one Derabanan, a Chashash of Dam got mixed inside. But everyone agrees Avada is Osir, Shal Derabanan or Deraisa. Now, leading to our sugya is a case where you're being chayshish, maybe a case of Dam Chimud. In that chashash, is that a chashash Deraisa? It's chazaka? On the side that Dam Chimud itself is Deraisa? Well, no, it's only Din Derabanan over here. So this Taz right away starts off and Skon Aleph, brings down the Magi Mishnah. This halach is a Din Derabanan. The Shach will see later on, Skon Zayin, it's only a Din Derabanan over here. That's how big the place can go. There's no Din Deraisa, only Derabanan. The Svar they point out. Either like the Magen Mishnah says, she has no Agosha. We know the Gemara and Daf, the Zayin and Beis and Nida says, but Besara Ad Shetargish, we don't know she has any Agosha here. Why assume she has Agosha? Therefore, it's the case Derabanan. Or the Achrim say another reason, she has a Cheskes being Toyo. And therefore, we make him Tadar Chazakos Shabai. My son today showed me there's a Makna and Kudus Achrin, and Simon Samach Aleph, and Simon Samach Gimel. Kamung says no. When the whole chashash of his a Din Deraisa. She says she has no agasha. We don't believe her. It's a chazaka, she sees a dam when she has Tverli Nase. Therefore, we'll give it a loch of a Deraisa over here. And the Meister, the Shach and Tassuli did not agree that way. The place can disagree. We said this whole sugya is a Din Derabanan. We'll give the Gedorim of Derabanan and not a get of Deraisa, not like the Chiddush of the Makno. Now, let's say she does see dam. Of what category do you put it under? Let's say negate to the sugya of Vestis. That means the Simon Kuf by Gimel starts with Shulchan Aruch. Whether Isha sees Bein Ba'inus, Bein Berotzoin, Tibas Dam Kechadol, she is Tamei. What does it mean the word Ba'inus? Says the Taz over there, it means Kvitzas. Says the Be'er Gael over there, and the Beis Yosef and the Bach over there, it means a case of Dam Chimud. And the situation they're discussing is the Gemara and the Chof and Avodah Zarah. The Yisroel behemoth being misasking mizem mizem, and once she saw animals having tashmish one with the other, she had dam chimud. Kamalung v'achoinim said, lav dafka, she sees animals with oizik zeh bezeh, said Rabbi Shlomo Klugger, and the Gemara Chof and Beis in the Nida, parasimonim da'ke tshuva, anytime you have dam chimud, it's nechlo sugar of oinus. That means you say, bein b'oinus, bein b'rotzen, oinus is the definition of a dam chimud is oinus. Therefore, negate the sugya of Vestis. Let's say we know she saw a dam 100% mitzad the dam chimud shaboy. What does halacha negate the sugya of Vestis? It's like the halacha in Simukov Peites, if you zayin, that the oinus after one time in a chayshish. There's no afloga, no new afloga, there's no chaydish, she has baini like all noshim. But there's no vest over here. Now, if Vestis says over in Chelkei and Shuva, it's hard to know when Isha sees dam, is it mitzad the sugya of dam chimud? Or maybe it's mitzad a period itself. They have a pashas. Let's say the Isha sees around day 30. And she saw before the chasna day 28. we can assume usually it's been sounded at the Dam of Nidus. But let's say she never sees before day 25, and she saw on day 20, like the idea of the Vest Chuma Tadeshin. It's a apisrosh, where the pasha says what she's seeing is Dam Chimud, not a vest, and therefore when they get to the Suga of Vestis, have a get of a vest to Oinus that we're not choish for the next time. So fine, mitzvah like Domash Boy number one, if a person really sees Dam, Shav Drabon on the right of Adis Osir. Number two, negate our sugyo, says the thousand shach is a dinner abon over here. Number three says the price can negate we give it to when she sees is the rest of Oinus, therefore when Achoish is the next time. But when she goes to the mikvah, she does make a bracha upon it. Halacha l'maisa negate our sugyo. So, come along the Beis Yosef, and he starts off what's with five different shittas over here among the Rishonim, how to apply our sugyo practically. Number one, he starts with the Rashba shita. It says the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like she just has to wait 7 days. She does not need not have sektaira, does not need bedikas, needs nothing. So the Rashba me'ika din, you just wait 7 days, then she goes into the mikvah. Zehu. So I'm saying he means to go into the mikvah afterwards. The Rashba does end off be choshish with Ramban, but me'ika din, you need nothing. Just waiting. The second sheet of the Beis Yosef brings down is Ramban. The Ramban says, the way the Beis Yosef explains, is that you have to do a bedikah once of the 7 days. That means is it or another pshan Ramban Ayin Bach. The Beis Yosef understands doing a bedikah once in 7 days, that's enough, and you do not need more than that, and you do not need a hefsek tyra. Atzad HaShlishi, the Rosh, brought down by the Torah, he says the loch is you need bedikah every single day of the 7 days, except you do not need a hefsek tyra. Atzad Revi, the Yishom in the Ran, they call the Rosh Ito, he says it's like all Noshim, neither have sektaira, you need bedikas all 7 days. That's the halacha. The fifth rish of the Beis Yosef brings down, he ends off with the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says if you do a bedika the day you're being teveya, that itself is enough, and she's mutter afterwards. So again, we have five shittas brought down by the Beis Yosef very clearly. The Rashba need nothing except 7 days. The Ramban, one of seven. The Rosh, every day of seven, and I'll have sick. The Ran, you mamash need like Isha is a needle. The Rav Yosef says a bedika you made teveya. Halacha on the page, come along the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Shach, they bring down three of the Shitas. The Mechaber says the Ikka Halacha is like the Ramban, you need a bedikah one of seven. The Ramah says, no, let's be choshish lechad chila for the Rosh. They need every single day a bedikah, you do not need to have sektairo, but bedi'evet will go like the Ramban, one of seven. And the Shach says, lechad chila will go like the Yishom in the Ran, the Rosh Shito. The Halacha is you need a hefsek, and bedikah is all seven. But bedi'evet agrees to Ramah, to the Mechaber Shito, to be semer upon the Ramban, one bedikah of 7 days. Now, lemaisa, what are we going to do practically before we get to negate the Anoshim? The place can go like the Shach, the Chachil of Ashur. We're knowing, b'zman hazeh, again with the Shach Sanhoga, that we do a hefsek, we do bedikah every time, every single day. That's halach the Chachil. Bedi'evet, echanami, we go like the Ramban, bedikah one out of seven. Now the Shach does point out that the Ramban says you only have to do bedikah one of the 7 days. Go get to Halacha and Sim Kuf Tzadik Vav Sif Dalid. The Ramban Shita is during the Zayin Nikiyim, Medina one bedikah is enough. We'll get to there. We'll see Halacha that we're noig to do two bedikahs, day one and day seven. Therefore, there's a short story over here. Even bedi'evet, if you want to go like the Ramban, you need two bedikahs. The Maaseh Shach says not the way the Maskon. He says over here is better than over there. Here the Maaseh she did not see. Vade on the Tfei. Therefore, bedi'evet, one out of seven Maaseh is enough. The Mechaber does bring down. We'll have to get to that sugya. You're asking me about that sugya, Bez Hashem, we'll get there. Well, again, you're asking me, the svara is over there, what's the difference over here? If you didn't learn over there, it's very hard to explain this chiluk over here. That means you have to remind when we get to over there. The fifth reason that the Beis Yosef brings down the Rav Yoh, Bas Halacha, brings down the Gois Maimonides, that you do B'dikah B'shas Tviyah, why the Maisa not? So it says the Beis Yosef, all the Paiskim are against it, and quotes Lashon the Rashba, V'choshish, maybe a Tibas Dam came out and got lost. Therefore, the Mechaber and the Paiskim do not go like this halacha other Rav Yo. However, building upon this, says the Chavdas, if the Hoch Shash over here, maybe Tibet's Dam came out and it got lost, let's put a Meich Dochek inside for Shas Tzviya, and therefore it cannot get lost, and therefore it can be Semch upon that, and then it should be Moshe the next day. And therefore the Chavdas says a Meich Dochek L'maisa works. The Moshe Mazalman is a true about this, how to make that practical. That means, before you propose, she has to put in a Meich Dochek. She says you have to be very careful. Somehow, get her to put in a moich before you propose, without her knowing you're going to propose, otherwise she knows about it. But you have to, she cannot know about, she has to have a moich beforehand. And the reason why he's discussing this with Shlomo Zalman is back to this famous tshuva, the Gera for Isha Ringa Shefaris. It's 42 Oasis over there. He's discussing what to do Lamaisa in a situation where a man and lady wants to get married. There's no mikvah around. There's no mikvah. You could go months without a mikvah in certain places. So he says, put in the moich before the tefillah, somehow get to wear a moich. Then on that day, she'll have mitzvah the chavadas, the moich over there. Bidu badika every single day of the 7 days. Then afterwards, mokum sar kuddled, you could go and be mutter, and you will not even need to do a tefillah. She'll be mutter to her husband. That means aloch lemaisa, you took on the chavadas with a sofa doing a badika every single day, and you will not have to go to the mikvah over here. The maisha are those who want to argue the chavadas. The Shai Torah wants a tiny lip to go up on him. Chazal say, yet need 7 days over here. But it's building off the side of the Rav Yo. What do we make all over here? Lemaiso. I'm sorry. If someone's asking a question, I'm having a hard time hearing it. Lemaiso, the person can point out, usually the sug is not really in the Gaya. That means negate to us. I know Shema Gedolim, Gedolot. That means Gemara is saying that Locha applies whether she's a Ketano or Gedola. I know Shem when they come a Gedola, they don't go to the mikvah anyway. And the Locha is mitzvah Nida Shabai. She needs a hefsik, needs a bdika all 7 days, twice a day. Therefore, in general, says the Minchas Yaakov on the page. We're talking about the post gives the entire Chach Mazodim all the swam off the page. That practically once the issue a Gedola, she saw a period. And she did not do any of the bedikas before him. It's that she never does until she has to go to the mikvah. And the locha of this idea, Tevelin Nosei, in general does not apply. She has to do all the lochas of like a nido. It's that the sukkah of nido shabai. She's a hefzik and bedika and twice day checking. It's that the sukkah of a nido. But maybe there are certain cases that are practical. Let's get to it. First, let's try to understand the yisoid. Sorry? No, not Lechad Chilo, certainly not. But the evidence in Makor Chaim, the place we want to argue with. No, they're discussing the Suga Mitzat Tverli Nase. That means, for whatever reason, she retired beforehand. But that's Nido, you have a Lechav Nido. The Makor Chaim wants to say, what's the Lacha B'dieved? And the Da'ka Tshuva, the Pideya, the Machzor Shekel all want to argue with him. Bada Shulchan, Ayin Shom. Now, what is the story of the one of the Sugya of Dam Chimud? To start to understand this, we'll start with the Taz's Kasha. Taz starts off, we have Kasha, first of all, Yehuda and Tamar, and Pasha V'yeshev. We have Baya of Boyz and Rus, Megillus Rus, the crazy is from David and Ba'sheva. Shlom Kugli is from Yaakovinu and Rachel. He also is from Yaakovinu and Leah. Now these people, they met right away, and they seem to be mutter right away. The question, how could it be? What? That day she switched. No, but again, he's supposed to marry Rachel, and Leah, it was that day she found out she's marrying him, it was that day, correct? Oh, fine, so again, but that's a kasha, and yet, no, what's the mitzvah? These are the questions they ask. Again, Shlomo Kugel is a kasha, not me. Shlomo Kugel is a kasha from Yaakov Avinu and Leah. On the Shuri Torah over here. Now, so first, come on the Tazans, first Torah, the answer is very simple. This halacha we saw for the Makim Mishnah, the Shakos also, is only Dindu Rabbanon. The Gzeir was not around. So the Maisa answers all these questions, Baker. No problem. The Svarm pointed out, the Maisa slight of an issue over here, let's take Yehuda and Tamar, that the Ovis kept Kol Tayr Kula. And the Gemara says, even after Shilam Adindir Rabbanon, Pasha Yehuda kept it also like the Ovis. So why in the world is Yehuda not keeping the Isidir Rabbanon over here? Or on the first Teretz of the Taz? You can argue the point. The second Teretz of the Taz, the Kamalan says, this halacha dafka when it's not past Pesaloi. But let's say it could be Minyad together in the bed, L'maisa it's Mutter. The Chiddush of the Taz. Now, the Pesach Tshuva being examined, the Chavadas disagree. It says, no svar to Mechalik over here. What's different in the long time, a short time, past Pesaloi or not? What's different past Pesaloi, a week later or an hour later? What's he said to Mechalik? Diva Kamalan Chavadas. And he gives a third mahalach to answer. L'shitasai, the case over here was Tamar and Ruas, they had moich dachuk inside. Maybe they'll propose. And they had a case of a moich dachuk. Chiddush, l'shitasai, those who want to argue. But the fourth teretz, where the Chavadah says, and Teresh Moshe before, and gets involved with the Said over here, what's going on with the Sigur Tveli Nasai? That means there's a hakira among the Dada Achronim. Is the Said over here, is it the Chiba and the Chimod of Bia that's causing it? Or no, is it the Nesu'in causing it? Is it the fact they can have Tashmish or the marriage? We know women have a concept of marriage, Tavla Mason, Tavla Dula Mason of Armala. They have a taiva since they're young to always get married. Is that the taiva of it? Marriage is a taiva? Or forget the taiva is Bia. Like everyone has a Oinig tiny for Bia over here. What's the side of the taiva that the Chazal worried about? And by the way, there are two taivas here. But what is the Chazal worried about that's caused Dam Chimud? Is it the marriage? Or is it the Tashmish? It's Kamal Chavadas, brought down. Sorry? So. It's. Why not? People can have a massive taiva for Bia, because it's a body natural desire for such a thing. The body has a natural desire. We'll get to maybe a nafkmina what you're saying over here. Now, come again, the Chavadas, brought down by the Chachubas, called Gimel, the answer to Azikasha. He wants to tell you that the Yisrael over here is marriage and not Bia. Therefore, negate to you, then Tomah, boys and Ruas, there's no marriage over here. Therefore, once a Taino, there's no problem inside this our Sugar of Tverli Nasai. That means, right before the Chavadas, come along to first, the Moshe, so I'll bring your ayah. Person, let's say, is Hailech Derech, goes away for 10 years, comes back 10 years later. And she happened to be, went to Mikvah the day before. Could be Aser, because the Taivo, or the Chimud appeared to Aser of Adonat. Why the Iser is Dafkum inside the Chimud for the Nisuan marriage. Since Fakert, they get to Masigu Shosa in Sifei, we see the loch over there is, even though you had Tashmish, and 2 weeks ago you had Tashmish, the same exact person, since you have Shosa in Nud Nesuin, says the Mechabit Sefei, you need another design to keep him. Therefore, Yeshua's Yaakov, Chiv Mahavo, the Archa Shulchan says, read the words, Tivaya Linose, to get married. The Loshan is Linose. Marsham, then one time they said over here is marriage. Atzad Hasheni, come along the Shup Pnei Yeshua, that's the Rebbe the Shach, the grandfather of Pnei Yeshua. And Kiv Eger in a letter, he writes about the Yedidi, the Chavadas, wants to tiny the Sugar over here, but it's not marriage. So no, the Ikisoid is the Bia of the person wants. The Taiva of Mitzad, Bia Shaboy. The Kishchon Aruch, Pasim Moedis, Minchas Pasim, they want tiny the Chiba, or the Chimod, is causing Mitzad the desire of having Bia. So we have a machlokes among the Gedolei Achronim, what's the lumdus of it to be Choshish? What are we Choshish for? Is it the Chimod Mitzad the Suin, or the Chimod Mitzad the Bia Shaboy? There is a knesh, so how to say this over, that someone say, even in the Chavadas, it says the chimud for Nesu'in marriage, that's only when there's a, the chimud is for Bia L'Shem Nesu'in. Avad is for Bia, because that's the whole desire we that we're chesh for, but it's a Bia L'Shem Nesu'in. They point out, based upon this, because it's got different cases, where's applied this halach over here? So go through different situations. First, a person who already was married, and now getting married a second time, is there chash over here of Dam Chimud? So yes, whether it's mitzad bia or mitzad the idea nesuin, the right clear from sifrei masigu shosai. That certainly applies. Negate to noshim musalekis damim. We know there are four noshim over here. So kitana, the gemara black white says avad is Dam Chimud. A zekeno, it's very cute. I have a car of mine. Get married in the late '70s. To each of the late '70s. And the question is, they have to wait now. She had not gone to the mikvah in 20 years. Does he have a locha now of doing a hestik and bedikas and going to the mikvah? So come on the Pesach Tshuva and brings down a givat shawl and says, yeah, just like my katana's dam chimud. Who didn't buy a zakeno? So they're very cute, very sweet. You help the old lady inside the mikvah. She getting married. A bunch of years ago, a rav calls me up. He's very nervous. He says, there's a chasta happening in 2 days and I'm being oisikin. And they did not know this halacha. The question is now, does she have to do a hefzik and zayin nekiyim? And she's a zakeno? And have right now a chuppis nidah, the loch is a chuppis nidah, or no, there's what to be semichon. So I looked around, I found there's a tshuva Yehuda Yalo, that he said there is no dam chimud by zakeno. The Maisa, the Rishonim and the Paiskim did not go this way, it's Ru'ah, and the Shashpas among the Rishonim. I wrote him then 25 verse 1, I think it's 35 verse 1 now, and the Malachim Ikkid did not go this way. So what do you do, the Maisa? I didn't ask him. But zakeno applies to halacha also. Negei to Mubaris, Kamal Pesach Tshuva, Migzan, Makar Shmuel, Minchas Yaakov also applies. Menachas and the Pesach can also apply. No difference. I had a couple who were Goyim. They're married for 15 years, a bunch of kids, on the way to Geris, and they were Megara that Achas to my sister's house. The question was, they were married for 15 years. Apia Goy. They again then Megara. That a chasna now, do they have to wait 7 days mitzvah sugi of dam chimut? Is this nichol sugi of mazik u'shosoi? That Sefei says the maisa, you need zayin nekiyim? Or no, mazik u'shosoi, what, you stop the marriage. Here they never stopped. She was never miayish. Is this maisa did not need a locha zayin nekiyim? That was a question that came up. So the maisa, peskachu over here, sends you what's brought down in Simon Reis HaMakhtes, Yerodea, the Dekamavav over there. He writes a locha of being need zayin nekiyim is dafka mafsik u'shosoi. We have where you stopped. You're miyayish from the marriage. But let's say a daita lahachziro. You plan to take it back. That's not nichol and get over here. They need a new starting point. Need zayin nekiyim over here. Building upon this, take it a step further. The pesukim discuss. I think I heard your question clearly. I think I'm getting to that step. Kamal Pesach Shuvah, when it discusses Sifkon Beis, let's say the Isha had znus with a person, she gets pregnant, now she decides to marry that person. So that means she's Musalekes, and already attached with him. Do you still need Alocha Dam Chimund? So Kamal Pesach Shuvah, and brings down the Makar Shmuel, the Maisa to be Machmer. Because Maisa now it's Mutter, it's a marriage over here, the beard and the shame is to be Machmer. Building upon that, what happens today is they get to Baal Shuvahs. That means negate to a ger, might not have to wait. Negate is nus, you do have to wait. What's a loch of chiloinim, who are not shem eterim mitzvahs, and now they come along, go on the derech, and now they are shem eterim mitzvahs? Are we coming to say that this aloch, it was like an act of nus, and therefore you need to have a new zayin akim once she's mekabel the mitzvahs? And no, might say her marriage never stopped, but it's not her understanding what marriage means. There's no new chimud over here. So Masha Shal among the Svarim, Be'ikah, there's Masham already, who said there's no Dam Chimud no Chash, on the Yashu goes this way, Shev Kosti goes this way. Now we're not chush of this Indian, because Mitzad Der Havona, they thought they were married over here. No, because Nos Lamaisa is not your wife. Is it, again, it's someone you met in the, whatever, it's Nos. You don't plan to marry her. One is you ready? One you are married, in your mind you're married. Whatever chimud you had for marriage, you already had. I mean, you couldn't get involved mitzad chakira shway is a bia or the mitzad nesuin. But even if it's mitzad bia, it's a bia neshem nesuin. So maisa still you didn't have nesuin. No. No, it could be even the Givat Shal. No, Pesach Shuvah not say something. You mean Mokom Shmuel? No, again, where does Mitzan Kohen Chavdas Mitzan Nesuin? Even Mitzan Bia, maybe there's a Dam Chimud of Bia for someone who's mutter her. That means if you have one time Tashmish, doesn't mean they'll take away the Dam Chimud. Now, they do say, maybe Pans Chakiro, let's say a person has no Gvur Sanoshim. Is there a Din, she needs Zainakim, she needs Zainakim? So this is Shlomo Kugel wants Tani. You do not need Zayin Nekiyim. Like Shuvah says, like Pluchazal, not to Mechalik. But let's say he has no Gvuras Anoshim. He can't have Tashmish. They discuss maybe on the other way. In case, let's say, a person got lost during the Shoah. What had happened a couple of years ago, a soldier was captured by the Arabs and they gave up hope. Let's say they find out that this soldier comes back. Now, it's just hanging over here. She was miayish, or upon him. Therefore, she's new chimud over here. Well, no, besides kol saif, the marriage never stopped. What's your say the avona, the degma of avo, that's brought down by the Pesach Shiva, negar to, you have to have das to miayish, so you have to have a real divorce and there's a chesaron in the marriage? Well, not. So avo's over here, and then Shiva discuss it, he goes back forth, mitzad letzad, what the loch is, and doesn't have a maskono. What the inin is, if after a couple of years, you find your husband after the Shoah. Do you need another Zainikim or not? Usually, practically, what happens, she never went to the mikvah. She has to go mitzad sugya of nidus, Shabbai. But mitzad sugya of dam chimud, that's an interesting shayla, how far it takes our yisayid over here. One last point in Sif Aleph, is the izan hokam is manenu, negeta, before the chasna, the chos and kala usually did not see each other. In America, it's a week. The chasidim is usually 2 weeks. The Israelis tell me it's 10 days. That's my kids tell me 10 days. The question is, where exactly is that source? So Numus Forum are saying it's coming mitzad the sugar of Dam Chimud. That means the Darka Torah says, mitzad Dam Chosh Dam Chimud, Chaim Knievki, Levushi Oz, Rav Gross. Someone reason the Chodeshoni in the old prints that I have say mitzad Dam Chimud. The new prints, they took it out. Again, they left it still in the Maftayach in the back over there. That means what people were worried about in mitzad, if you see each other for the last week or the last 2 weeks, maybe it causes that dam, and they end up having a case of chuppas nido. Now, it's clear from the Svarim, that's not a halacha, it's not even a minig, it's what the moin am maisa does. The maisa, we do not see each other a week or two before the chasner, mitzah the maisa our sugyo. Once we have this anogo, the shal among the malachtim today, zemin also talking on the phone, zemin also texting, how far do you take this anogo and klaisal, again, it's coming mitzah our sugyo over here. Sif Beis, once we have the sugya of Tveli Nosei, when do you have to start worrying about Tveli Nosei? So, come along the Torah and brings down Apile Rajba, the ones you have Smichas Das to get married. Now, more than 12 months is not Smichas Das. So, what is Smichas Das? The Torah brings down when you start preparing the beer for the chasno. That means the Gronk Subas Tavches is coming from. They start preparing the beer for the chasner, that's Nichol get of Smichas Das. Now, the question is, practically, with Manazeh, how do you apply that? So the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Chamud Daniel, Ksav Yad, he writes, Ksivas Tanoim. Once you have Ksivas Tanoim, that's Nichol and Smichas Das. Now that's very good for people who have Ksivas Tanoim beforehand. A lot of people, including the Bnei Torah, do not write the Tanoim until the day of the Chasna. So where is the Smichas Das? So among the Swarms seem to be two ways of saying over. The way they bring down from the Yashuv and the Vosner, when you make a set day for the Chasna, you tell people this is the date, that's Smichas Das. The way that by the Shulchan Levushi also over is when you start paying out for the chasna. You start paying for the hall, you start paying for the down payment or the pictures or the gown. We start paying for it, that's really Smichas Das. So again, so we have a getter, we need two things, Tveli Nosei and Smichas Das. Now let's say a Smichas Das for a set day over here. You're getting married on a specific day. Now you change your chasna of a couple of days earlier. Does that make it to have Dam Chimud earlier, or more chash of a bayah, as if you made it a new day over here, you'd be chayshish? So it might have happened, due to the massive in Corona, that the Echab from Ne'er Gavriel, as far as I know, the chasna was supposed to be Sunday, this before Pesach, and they're running into problems, what to go do. So it was decided Friday, before the Sunday, to have a chasna in the afternoon in Givat Shol, on some rooftop, and all the porches around to watch it. My son actually was there. He was watching the chasna to know who this person was. Echad, one of the chashuvim of Ne'er Gavriel. It was his daughter. The Maisa is farming down. Do we have to worry about Nuchi ben Chadosho, Seb Shalom and Kluger, brought up with Yashiv and others? We do not have to worry about that. Tveli Nosei, and once the Smichas Das, that's enough. And even though you're switching the day of the chasna, if you never stop the chasna, I mean, you have to get a loch in Sif Gimel. If you stop the chasna, you push off the date to later date. Well, otherwise, to make it earlier, we're not worried about that. Now, once we have this Indian who wants to start counting Smichas Das, they have certain cases they like discussing. One is, let's say a person, an Isha, was a guy. She plans to get married to a guy, and she's going to get first have a tefillah on Sunday, and wants to get married on Monday. Get married on Monday, and have a tefillah on Sunday. do we say no, she needs Zayin Nekiyim or not? Is there a new chashash? You have to start the counting all over again with a new Dam Chibud. So there is a question to Avosner and Tshuva and Abliashiv. He wants a taina that whatever happened when she was a Goy does not count. And we're Ma'ora a new Dam Chima when she comes a new Berry over here. And she has Tefillah Sunday, she has to wait another 7 days. Avsad Hashem, the Punk Vakath, is Oris B'Tshuva. Kind of not only that, let's say you're Tveli Nosei Shabbos, Friday, she sees Dam. But Dam by a Goy is not Nichol HaLachs of Nida. She's Megara on Sunday, she's Mutter on Monday. That means you don't even need Zayin Nekiyim ever, not before, not afterwards. That's how the Shlishi, though, Yitzchak says, sorry, his Oris Tshuva, Rav Sofer, brought down the Loch by the Netta Gavriel. That's how the Shlishi, the Oris Yitzchak says, you count the Zayin Nekiyim when you're a Goy. So, fine, these are interesting cases, how to apply practically. In other cases, it's called Pesach Tshuva being down. Let's say Isha sometimes a Shaita, sometimes she's clearly there. Can be semich upon when she does Zayin Nekiyim and Tveil Nasi when she does Shaita. So the Pesach Tshuva being down, some safer to be Mekel. Kivegim being down, Beishmol, the Maestim, the Sufik. Also, Pesach Tshuva being down a case where the Isha never saw the husband. What's the Alocha, Be'ik the Pesach Tshuva Mekel. Even those who want to be Machmer, coming with Vosner and Avadi Yosef says, but a photograph makes as if she saw him already. And even there's no Tzati Machmer, we saw a photograph. However, they do discuss one interesting case, which comes up, very interesting, Matthias, that sometimes people, Nashim Tzitkonius, Benayis Snuyus, just find out this idea of Loma Kalon Nichlas L'chupo. That means, she does not know about this, she finds out the day before the chupor, she finds out the day of the chupor, the night of the chupor, she gets the shock of her life. That means she had no idea why she's getting married, Loma Kalon Nichlas L'chupo. Is there now a new chash, a new baya of Dam Chibud right now? Because she just found out the concept of Tashmish. She never knew about it. Now she doesn't know about it. Is there a new chash? She has to wait 7 days. So you could say it really depends upon the lumpus over here. If it's Mitzah Nesu'in, Maiso, she knew about Nesu'in. Mitzah Bia, she never knew about Bia. Maybe it's a Bia Shel Nesu'in. So Maiso clear back and forth. Among the swarm, seem to be Machloikis. Mechaim and Niskarel, the Maisa, they want to be Mekel, of the Ashiv, the Andov, the Maisa, they want to be Machmer, now it's all on to be Machmer. But Vosir clears his question as is Mesopic. Therefore, they tell the Kala teachers that even though Vadish did Bedikas past 7 days, she had no idea why she's doing Bedikas, I mean, the Vadish did it. But they tell her, you should tell the Isha not to find out that day or that night. When she starts doing Bedikas, tell her why she's doing Bedikas, not to get involved with this question over here. Fine, so that's the first part of Sepeis, negate the Mechaber. The second part, the Ramah, I'd like to leave for tomorrow. Not sure how far the Olam got over here. Just mitzvah the yeshiva. The yeshiva sent out a letter today that the yeshiva is still closed. That means even though other places are opening up, yeshiva smir and the mice is still being closed. Now, one reason you can say very simple is that there's still a chashash b'koach nefesh, especially in the mirror. There are a lot of old people there. There are people who are not so healthy. To have a large crowd of people coming together, and like the place of the mirror, is a mamash chashash b'koach nefesh. Because they also a second reason why the society is opening up, might say people are massively bored, they have nothing to do. And they're mamash going crazy, there's nothing out there for them. There's a limit on how much days you can take vacation doing nothing. Mash enkim in the Torah, we can still learn here, still learn there. We can learn on the phone, learn through Zoom. We have, like the Sugya end of Kedushin says, whether young or old, we always have one in front of us, what to go do. We have tests, we have chaburas over here. So basically, we have what to go do, and there is a surely a chashash b'koach nefesh, we seem to have a different understanding of the chashivas of life versus the goyim. So therefore, right now, still the yeshiva is closed. It might change, we don't know. But again, that's why the mirror right now sent out a letter today that they're not giving people letters to come back from Chutz Laretz. We tzad the matziv, because the mirror of the is not opened. Fine, Ben Hashem, tomorrow will be Mamshech the Sugya, Finchol the Sugya, Atzlocho. Shailas.